Thanks for helping me with the terminal. It does get sort of lonely in headquarters when things are as empty as they are now. The captain seemed really frustrated after you argued with her over being possibly taken off the case due to that sloppy encryption. Well, it was a little less than ideal. You could have been detected on the server, you know? They might have shortened the meeting because of it. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I like desk duty. It's safe, you know? I don't know how detectives like you do it. The more I can sit behind my desk, the better I feel. I have a decent number of cognition augs, so it's kind of a benefit to the department if I stay right here. I did it on purpose, honestly. You know about my fieldwork? Oh, well, that was a long time ago. Like a year or so, ever since, you know. Yeah. My dad passed away. Lieutenant Rang, the wall of the Vanguard, as they always said. May I ask you something? Were you part of that investigation at all? Okay. No, I've just tried for ages to find out new things. I didn't get to see his body or anything. They say nothing was left behind, but everything just seemed so out of order, you know? I'd do anything to know more. Oh god, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought any of that up. It's just really unprofessional of me, I'm sorry. I'll just get back to work. I should just open it. This is so wrong. I should tell the captain. No, I have to concentrate. I can take this. I can do it. It could be a trap. I don't want to do this alone. No, I'm doing it. I'm finished. I got everything decrypted. Seems that there was some stuff on here. We should probably get it to the captain. We should, wait here. Until she finishes her assignment. We're supposed to, wait at HQ, right? You seem stressed. Is there something wrong? The case. Pretty stressful, but you're here, right? Not out there getting shot at. Are you worried about them? The captain said they'd be okay. Go? Now? But, I mean, the captain said we should stay. No, please don't go, please. I can't betray orders. The captain's been so close to putting me on stress leave, and I can't have that happen. If I do, I don't know what I'd do. You're supposed to watch me, and I'm not going anywhere. Can you just sit here with me, please? Okay. Thank you. I just get really stressed about this stuff, you know? Well, it freaks me out, and I get so lonely in this station, all alone when everyone is out there. I know we could get the data to the captain now, but that's not what we're supposed to do. Everything's just been so crazy with the Shadow Tide, and I've barely slept. I'm so tired, but never sleepy. Thank you for staying. That calms my nerves a little bit. Is it okay if I lay my head on your shoulder? Thanks. You seem unsettled. You aren't still thinking of going, are you? Please don't. What if I do this? Don't shrink away, I'm sorry. I just wanted to touch it. Your cock. Don't you like it? You're getting kind of hard. Why? I mean, I know we're supposed to follow orders, and you've been really nice staying here protecting me. I don't mind, you know, rewarding you a bit. We're here all alone. No one will know, I promise. I've heard you and the captain might have a thing sometimes, so I thought, you might be interested? What if I just take it out? Do you want me to? Okay. Here, let me just... Oh, gosh. Wow. You have a really nice cock. Can I... May I suck it? Yes. I really thought about it for a while, so I wanted to try. Am I doing a good job? Oh, sorry, I'll try doing it a bit better. I'll just try swirling my tongue around your tip a bit. Do you like that? And licking you up and down. Wow, you taste really nice. Your skin is so soft and warm. I'm so sorry, I'll try to let you enjoy it. Are you enjoying it? Would you like me to try going deeper? Okay, I'll do my best. No, I guess I've never really taken it deep before. Oh, so I just... Okay, I can try that. Thanks, let me try again. I did it. Was that good? I'm glad. I've been kind of nervous to try it. So, do you want to fuck me? Yes, that's what I want. No, this isn't some sort of ploy. I really do want you to fuck me. I'll just stand over here, and you can bend me over the desk. Oh, fuck, I love it when a man feels my ass like that. It's been so long. I've thought about this all night, knowing I might be alone with you. Sometimes I felt like you didn't know I existed, being the weird girl in the department. Here, I'll take off my pants and wiggle my ass right in front of you. Please don't tease me. I love feeling your cock tease my pussy, but... Oh, fuck, I just want it in. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my fucking God, it's too much. It's like you're stretching me. Oh, no, don't stop. I want it. Being so isolated in IT has made me so fucking needy. I never get time to do this. To get what I need. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck, pull my hair, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Rip me back and fuck me. Oh my god. Spank me, please. Spank me. Again, please. Please. Oh my god. Oh fuck, I waited so long for this. I wanna be punished. Oh fuck, I wanna be punished, yes. Yes, yes, please. Fuck more, please. Please spank me as you fuck me. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. I just wanna be a good girl for you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I need this. I deserve to be punished. I'll tell you anything you want if you just spank me one more time, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes, I deserve it. Keeping you here, teasing you, please just don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. I feel you twitch inside me. Oh my god, you're moaning so loudly as the other floors might hear us. Just thrust harder, please. Keep going. Keep going until you come inside me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, feeling your cock in my mouth. Feeling you fuck me. Punish me. That's too much. I can't take. I can't hold back. Please, please come in me. Come in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel you twitching. Oh my god. Wow. That was so much. I didn't know this would feel that good. I didn't know what else to do except come all over you. Oh wow, that was so much. I didn't know this would feel so good. It was the last resort, but I didn't know what else to do. I mean nothing. I didn't mean that. Okay, okay. I was decrypting the terminal. But someone told me to give them the decrypted data. I didn't want to be alone. I don't know what'll happen when I hand it off. Hey, what are you... No! If I told you what's on the terminal, it would screw up everything. It's just... They said if I give it to them without opening the data, they'll tell me what happened to my dad. They said that he might still be alive. But if I open it, they won't tell me anything, and I'll never know. Please. Please. I had to do this.